With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One person is dead, 12 are rescued after an elevator malfunctioned at Colorado Gold Mine tourist site. The elevator was descending into the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine near the town of Cripple Creek when it had a mechanical problem around 500 feet beneath the surface. Teller County Sheriff Jason Meixel said on KRDO-TV, engineers expecting it and inspecting it to be certain it could bring up the remaining tourists.
Once they were able to identify that there were no other issues that could cause a problem with the equipment, they were able to lower it back down without anyone in it and then bring it back up to make sure that it was going to run correctly. And then we decided on a plan to go ahead and do that, bring them back up.
Also at SRNnews.com, FEMA is being increasingly criticized by national and local leaders over its inadequate relief efforts for victims of Hurricanes Milton and Helene. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says complaints about FEMA are justified because private citizens and charity organizations are doing much more to help survivors.
The private sector, neighbors, communities, churches, the nonprofit organizations like Samaritan's Purse set the bar on this. I mean, I was in Florida and devastation of Helene. I was in North Carolina. Samaritan's Purse is doing, by my review, far more work and far better and more efficient work than the government itself. And that's very telling.
He adds that Washington bureaucrats who dropped the ball on hurricane relief will pay a price in next month's elections. Speaker Johnson's full interview can be heard tomorrow morning, or later this morning, rather, on This Week on the Hill, which will also be broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel later this morning. The Department of Justice has filed suit against Virginia yesterday over a statewide program aimed at removing voters from its election rolls in the lead-up to the election if DMV records don't indicate United States citizenship. The department said it filed the suit based on federal law that prohibits purges from rolls within a 90-day period. This is SRN News. A lot of believers probably won't vote next month.
According to new projections from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, about 32 million self-identified Christians are unlikely to cast a ballot for anybody on Election Day. In fact, tens of millions of Americans of all stripes are expected to skip the vote. ACU researchers say, quote, the most common reason offered by two-thirds of the non-voters was a lack of interest in politics and elections. General interest in this election is down sharply from 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to research by the Cohen Center for Modern Jewish Studies, around 15% of non-Jewish students on America's college campuses express extreme hostility toward Israel. They deny its right to exist at all and are unwilling to be friends with anyone who thinks differently. Meanwhile, another group of students, also around 15% of the non-Jewish population, is willing to endorse explicitly anti-Jewish beliefs, such as Jews have too much power in America. This is SRN News. Hurricane Milton's rampage is not swaying House Republican leaders who oppose returning to Washington to approve billions of dollars for disaster assistance.
President Joe Biden on Thursday said lawmakers should return to Capitol Hill immediately from their pre-election recess, echoing pleas from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers from the afflicted states. But despite questions about the solvency of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's disaster fund, House Speaker Mike Johnson and top appropriators insist the agency can manage its fine with the $20.3 billion that Congress freed up for it late last month. Biden has largely backed statements from FEMA officials saying the agency has the resources needed to support recovery efforts after Helene and Milton. Even in a letter he wrote to congressional leaders Friday, Biden's request was for action, quote, after the Congress comes back into session on November 12th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The latest solar storm has triggered northern lights farther south than normal, including into parts of Germany, the United Kingdom, New England, and New York. No immediate reports of disruptions of power. This is SRN News.